Well, Danny, are you sitting down?
Usually I do during this show.
All right. Well, I need you to be sitting down for this.
But I'm sitting on the
bad story about pigs.
No, this is not a story about pigs. It's not a story about metal bands either.
My pig.
So typically when I have Danny sit down, it's related to like a White Lion story or something like that. One of the bands that he loved as a kid.
Right.
And a young adult. But this has to do with something that's near and dear to his heart.
Mud?
Especially growing up in a small town, Dairy Queen has filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
Man. Oh, God. That's sad.
What?
Nothing. It's just I hear myself echo 2 seconds after I speak, and it's impossible to communicate with you guys. This show sucks today. Top five market, and this is the best we can do. Amazing.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
A joke.
Well, yes, Vasari LLC, which I guess owns the Dairy Queen franchise, filed for Chapter 11 yesterday afternoon. Now, I don't know where Dairy Queen actually is as far as states across the country.
I think their headquarters is in Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken.
Like, are there DQs in Missouri?
Oh, it's in the Red Square, center of Moscow.
But I can tell you where they're not.
What?
Where?
They're not in Dallas proper anymore.
No, they're not.
There's a few.
This has strictly become a small town operation.
Where are they in Dallas proper?
Gosh.
There's.
Go ahead.
There's one in Cedar Hill.
All right, that's a suburb. And a second-tier suburb at that.
There's one in Carrollton.
All right, a first-tier suburb.
Yeah, I'm right there. Their headquarters is in Minnesota, in Edina.
Why are they up there?
Edina.
Edina, sorry.
There are a couple in Arlington, Corby.
Oh, there are? Where?
Yep. There's one off of Park Row and Bowen.
All right, but that's a suburb, too.
The closest one is Cockrell Hill, Michael. Fort Worth Avenue out there. That's Dallas, right? I mean, Oak Cliff.
I don't know. I'm not sure what Cockrell Hill is.
Dude, okay, Hampton and 30.
I know they...
Would you consider that Dallas? Hampton
Where
and 30.
Hampton and 30?
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's Dallas, but if it's Cockrell Hill, Cockrell Hill's got their own police department.
I'm at the street.
Oh, Cockrell Hill Road?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like out there. No, that's the only one that is within the loop of LBJ.
Okay.
Okay?
And yeah, that's Dallas.
So this particular franchisee...
Well, not true. There's more. There's some inside the loop, but man, they are all pretty much on the perimeter of 635.
All right, they operate 70... This particular LLC operates more than 70 Dairy Queens in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. So I've always thought a DQ is a small-town joint.
Yeah.
It's just kind of what it is. So listen to the stores that are closing, where they actually are in Texas.
Texas.
Dumas. Giddings.
I think that's pronounced dumbass.
Harrington.
Giddings. Where's Giddings?
I don't know. Shamrock. Teague. Claude.
All
right, those are all up in the panhandle.
Yep.
Coleman. Conroe. That's Houston.
Yeah.
Denver City. St. Groover.
He's been elevated to sainthood.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Haskell, Lockney, Merkel, Post.
Post, yes.
Wasn't Post featured in the in that movie that Hell or High Water?
Yes, it was.
That was where one of the bank robberies
That's
happened.
That's right.
Haskell is 22 miles from Knox City. I can tell you that. Knox City,
Danny,
lost we lost our Dairy Queen sometime in the 90s.
Seagraves?
Nope.
That's West, isn't it?
I've never heard of Seagraves.
You remember Rick?
It might be South. I don't know.
You remember Rick McAdoo, who we sat with Game 6 of the World Series?
Yeah.
TCU guy?
Yeah.
Of mine? Yeah. He's from Seagraves. Stratford and Wellington.
They are everywhere,
so this
man.
This isn't all the DQs, clearly, but it's a big chunk. And knowing that these are closing in small towns, is really disturbing because, again, I thought that's where they thrived. Like, where can they thrive if they can't thrive in a small town?
I don't know.
Where else are these people eating?
I mean, there's a reason that they're not in big cities.
Why aren't they in big cities, though?
Probably because they can't compete with everybody else.
Like, you're telling me if you put...
With your Whataburgers and your Burger Kings and all this other stuff.
If you put a DQ right there on, like, Hillcrest and SMU Boulevard, that it wouldn't...
Which there used to be.
That it wouldn't make it?
No, I don't think it would.
Like, blizzards and all the ice creamy stuff that they have, that's not, like, a selling point?
I guess not. But I don't understand the ins and outs of that game.
The Dairy Queen game?
Yeah, or the fast food hamburger joint game.
Don't you guys think, pound for pound, though, that you can stack up any of those Dairy Queen hamburgers against any of your favorite fast food joints?
They're awesome.
Yeah. I miss them.
I think they're really, really good.
Man, back in the day, not only did you have Dairy Queen... But you had Dairy Mart, you had Dairy Et, Dairy This, Dairy That, and they were all knockoffs of Dairy Queen.
They weren't the same company?
No.
I don't think so.
No, they were knockoffs. We had a Dairy Mart directly across the street from the Dairy Queen in Knox City when I was a kid. Dairy Mart fell, and then after I graduated, Dairy Queen fell. And I don't know why. I mean, it seemed like people supported them.
That's the thing, too, is typically those small towns, when you have a restaurant like that, like a Knox City type town, that would be such a go-to after football games and just general anything. You showed up there and got yourself a Hunger Buster and a soft serve ice cream and, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or a nice blizzard or something.
Yeah.
Or a burger and a Dr. Pepper and quit.
Or a dude.
What was the difference between the dude and the Hunger Buster?
The dude was a chicken fried steak sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the DQ dude.
You had the Hunger Buster, and if you wanted two slices of meat and cheese, it was the Belt Buster.
You know, they do still have a Dairy Et in Dallas.
They damn sure do on Garland Road area, right?
Really?
It's at Ferguson and... oh, God, I can't think of the other street. Ferguson and something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is 6200 block of Finbro Drive near McCart Avenue and I-20.
And occasionally I will wander over there just for that particular style of burger.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all good. That flat meat, you know, Whataburger, Sonic hamburger. The big one, but it's real thin. They're all the same.
You know what?
And they're good.
You know who is, I think, the master of that? Is Brahms. I think Brahms has a fabulous hamburger.
Man, my mom loved Brahms.
Same.
Yeah.
It's good.
Like, I would go there for the hamburger more than the ice cream. Not that there's anything wrong with the ice cream.
Yeah.
Because that's still probably my favorite local ice creamery. But, man, I love those hamburgers.
That is where she always wanted to go.
We're going to Brahms.
Okay. Why are you yelling?
She would yell at you, right?
Yeah.
It's time to go.
Yeah.
Michael. Take me to Bronx.
Okay, I will.
Now.
Don't yell at me.
Give me a cigarette. all right, so this is a place that we've been to, we've done our show from, and that we're friendly with.
What,
and that we support.
What, Dairy Queen?
No, I've moved on.
Oh.
Doty's.
You do know that Dairy Queen was my first job.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Or second.
What did you do? You were the... Like a busboy?
No, I started out as a cook and then worked myself up to shift manager.
Wow.
Yeah. I served the first blizzard in Knox County.
You're like Louis Anderson and...
Who did you serve it to?
Coming
the
to
mayor?
America.
To a bear? What'd you say?
No, the mayor.
Oh.
Did you serve it to the mayor? Did they have a big ceremony when...
Bear.
Knox County Dairy Queen opened.
You make it sound like the town I lived in, we just commingled with animals, like pigs and bears. And
I don't make it sound that way.
Like I went to school with a boar. My best friend was a pig, and I served a blizzard to a bear.
God, look, I don't know one other person.
I don't think I ever have known
one other person who owned a pig to the point where he called it my pig.
You are fascinated.
Well, everybody I've known that's owned pigs have called them those pigs or them pigs or those hogs or whatever. Not my pig.
Dude, you are obsessed with that effing pig, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Do you sit around thinking about my relationship with my pig?
And the more I think about it, the more questions I come up with.
Okay. Oh, man.
Do you have a pig of the day question?
All right, here's the pig of the day question.
Go ahead.
Where were you when you found out the pig had been sifted from the Fat Stock Show?
Where was I?
Yeah, were you there with him?
I was right there with him. Yeah, they weighed him, and he said he weighed too much. And my ag teacher kind of explained to me what the process was, and I said goodbye to him, and he went down one tunnel, and that was the last time I saw him.
What were his last words to you?
He doesn't
Don't
talk.
Don't want you. You're fat.
He didn't speak English, Mike.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How long do pigs live if you don't kill them?
That I don't know.
Like, can a pig live like a dog, like 12 years?
I bet a pig can
years?
Live longer than that.
Yeah, if he's just left to his own devices and doesn't get sifted.
Or shot.
Like, you
oh, wow.
had, what?
A Yorkshire pig, 6 to 10 years.
Okay. Is that what kind of pig yours was?
No, mine wasn't a Yorkie. It was, I think mine was a Duroc.
A what?
A Duroc.
Duroc pig?
Yeah, D-U-R-O-C.
All right.
I'm actually really cultured and live in a city, you know? I go to operas and stuff. But no, I'm pig
man. Can you come on here and answer questions about your pig?
My pig.
God. You can't escape your past, Danny. I know you want to by going to operas and stuff.
I try.
You owned a pig. Don't outrun it.
The rest of us can't say that.
Look, I'm trying.
The rest of us know nothing about the sifting process.
All right, so our friends at Doty's.
Yes.
Yeah, Doty's. We're back to Doty's.
Yes. They have a bit going on where, you know how, like, depending on what restaurant you're at or bar, and they'll do, like, funny signs on the men's and women's bathroom doors? Instead of just putting men's and women's,
yeah.
You know, they'll, I don't know, they'll come up with wacky bits concerning it and, you
Be
know,
like
stand
Hank,
up here,
or
sit
Hank
down
and Patsy.
Here.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Something like that.
Bitch.
Well, at Doty's...
Jesus.
They do that at Twin Peaks, too.
Yeah, what do they put
on the
there?
Men's?
Stand up, sit down.
Right. In the men's room, there's a huge poster that's from top to bottom. It is the iconic picture of Bruce Jenner, arms outstretched, learning that he had just won the decathlon.
Okay.
On the women's, it is the full Vanity Fair cover of the Call Me Caitlyn shot of Caitlyn Jenner with her little bustier and long hair and all that. And some people aren't very happy about it.
It's weird.
It's pretty funny, though.
Well, what are those who aren't very happy about it going to do about it?
Oh, I don't know.
Are they boycotting it, or are they going to pick it outside or something?
All right. The thing is, when it comes to... And I'll try to be incredibly sensitive while not being insensitive at the same time. When it comes to transgender people, you got to be willing to... laugh at yourself. I know that sounds really difficult, but we all do it. We all have our shortcomings and our misgivings. And
so you're saying transgender people need to be able to laugh at themselves?
If they want to be completely accepted in society, they need to have... they need to be able to laugh at themselves. And they need to be able to look at something like that and be like, okay, good bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this is going to be an open and free society and everybody is completely welcome, then they have to be self-deprecating, first off. And I'm all for giving, you know, the rights of anybody to do whatever they want. I don't give a damn. But once that does happen, you also open yourself up for being part of the gang, which is we're all kicking each other in the nuts, so to speak.
What kind of food?
As it were.
So what? Answer this question. What kind of food is Doty's?
Cajun.
Right. It's a New Orleans-themed restaurant. I think the people that run that place are from that area. And is there any more accommodating city to LGBT community and transgender, I mean, in the world, maybe, than New Orleans?
Right. And yeah, you're right.
That type of thing's been going on down there for years.
God, yes. Yep. And if there were, if this sign were in some restaurant in the quarter, you would not hear one damn thing about it in the paper. Lighten up, Francis. Seriously.
Yeah, I don't think this is insensitive.
No, it's
I just
not.
Think it's kind of...
It's supposed to be funny. Gotta,
yes, it's... And that's the thing. Again... if you want to be part of the clique, which is normal society, be prepared. We all get it. We're all part of it.
Right.
You know, we all need to get ready to be laughed at a little bit one way or another. And I know that, you know, it's been an awful long climb for a lot of those folks, and I get that. But just know that no one's really making fun of you. It's just what it is. That's it.
As a great man once said... isn't it fun to be able to laugh a little?
Yes. You're exactly right. All right. We got to go.
All right. That is Community Quick Hits. It is 6:33 here on The Ticket.